Let's take another step back to the March 1966 pages of the Delta Optimist and check out a story about a proposed theme park at what was then known as the Sawa-Sen Indian Reserve. Delta Council was asked to endorse the theme park, proposed to be constructed between the new South Delta Golf Course and a marina site south of Highway 17. Frank Lees and Bill Davidson, two of the principals for the proposed development, outlined plans for a complex which would include a pioneer town and other features. Two sizable lakes would be created on the 114 acres owned by the Sawa-Sen Indian Band. Lees reported negotiations had been underway with the band that had recently passed a resolution favoring the proposal. He said the Department of Indian Affairs had voiced no objection, and they were awaiting a decision from Ottawa. Lees also emphasized the development would not be a playland type of operation but estimated it would bring a $100,000 payroll within 2 years. Council authorized Reeve Clarence Taylor to carry out discussions and bring back his recommendations on the venture. The proposal fell apart that year, but was also not supported by Delta.